News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Today is February the 6th, 2021, and we discuss the idea of crypto Jews in America, and especially the El Paso Juarez Valley. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everybody's well today.
And welcome to the El Paso History Radio Show, now live on KTSM AM 690. And El Paso, the History Radio Show is streaming live, as well as Remember in El Paso When. And this is also where we say Texas history begins. Where?
In El Paso.
Yeah, hey, we know that.
We could sing the song, yes.
We're going to make a song out of it. So what else you got?
Well, and people can find us, if they're just listening on the radio or just on their computer while they're puttering around, you can listen to us at ktsmradio.com, where you can click on the iHeartRadio link, and you can listen to us anywhere in the world.
Mr. Pepe's open today. You got in-house dining and also takeout there in Canutillo, 877-2152. Your turn.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were talking phone number. I was thinking address. Okay. Mission Del Rey now has a walk-in radio discount going on now through February 15th. 20% off store-wide for in-store purchases. Mission Del Rey Southwest is now Monday through Saturdays, and if you wish to shop online, you can still do this and get a $20 radio show coupon. So go to www.missiondelrey.com or give them a call at 915-440-2140.
You got a moment of history coming, don't you, second hour?
Yes, I do. It's about how the Mormon colonies were forced literally out of Mexico overnight.
Oh, it's going to be an interesting look at that, because we've heard that story, but we'll hear it again.
Yeah, Mexico's kind of had a bad history about religions and so.
Well, yeah, there's a lot been going on there. Yeah. Today we're going to talk about what some people term as crypto Jews. We'll find some more terms for that today. And basically, that's people coming to Mexico from Spain who were converted to Catholicism, whether they wanted to hear it or not. Second hour today, Martha Vera, she is the honorary consul of Spain in the region here. But in our first hour, we hear from a guy named Rabbi Stephen Leon. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
We're doing well here. We thank you for joining us. And we got some definitions coming up. We're going to play back on an audio clip. But I want to first ask you to tell people about, you have helped 70 families or so over the years since you've been here return to their Jewish heritage. And you also have a book on the subject, The Third Commandment and the Return of Anuism. Is I saying that correctly? Anuism?
Anusim.
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 I was trying to spell it wrong, but I couldn't. Anusim. And it's a rabbi's memoir of an incredible people. So that's your book. And I have it down available at Walmart.
Oh, I have it mostly on Amazon.com, but that's okay.
Okay, I found Walmart on your page there. Anyway, okay, so good morning. Welcome to the show here. Give us a quick history on how you got to El Paso, because you're an East Coast guy, probably glad not to be there this morning.
Yeah, that's right. We don't have too much snow here.
That's for sure.
So actually, I was a rabbi in New Jersey. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, for several years, and in 1986, I was invited to come and apply for the position here at Congregation B'nai Zion in El Paso. And after being here for a weekend, I was offered the position, and I have been here ever since. And so I had learned about the term Marranos, which was what you were talking about, secret Jews, but it was a derogatory term, and I never met any. And then the first week I was in El Paso, the very first week, a gentleman from Juarez called me on the phone, and he said Rabino, which is Spanish for rabbi. I did not know what the term meant. And he said, can I come and see you? And I said, of course. And the next morning he came to see me, and he told me that ever since he was a little boy, about 3 years old, and now he was in his 40s, his grandmother on Friday evening would take him into a dark room of the house light two candles, say a prayer in a language he didn't understand, and following that, there was a very large meal where the entire family attended. He said that his grandmother had died, and she was a religious Catholic, and so was he. And when she died, the next week he asked his mother to carry on the tradition. She refused. Everyone refused. And so he went to his priest to find out about it, and the priest told him that there were hundreds of Catholic women in Mexico lighting candles on Friday night, but you should ask a rabbi out of respect to your grandmother.
There you go.
His priest, what is a rabbi? Told him, and then just coincidentally, he comes to me, and he asks me, so why am I here? And I said, well, I guess you're here because your priest knew that this is a Jewish custom that your grandmother was doing.
Oh, boy.
And he asked me to explain the custom, and I told him on Friday night, Jewish women especially light candles to welcome the Sabbath. And he asked me further questions about it. And to this day, this man comes into my synagogue on the holiest day of the year, which is called Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And he sits in our synagogue all day long. That was the beginning. And then a couple of days later, an attorney from El Paso called me up because her sister had died. And a Catholic woman, again, they had a mass. They had a burial service in a Catholic cemetery. When she came home, her nieces were sitting on low benches. All the mirrors were covered, and they were eating round objects. And she said to her nieces, why are you doing that? I never saw that before. And she said, well, our mother, your sister, told us she had Jewish traditions in her family. And when anyone died in the family, this is what she would do.
Oh, boy.
And this attorney was flabbergasted. What? I never heard of that. And what do these traditions mean? We don't know. And that's why she called me.
And this is all
and
in
those
the...
Were, that's how it began.
Like in the first...
And I found out
like
so
the first,
many people had this background in this community.
Amazing.
This is like in the first 2 weeks you were in El Paso. Here you are...
Literally the first week. Unbelievable.
You're transplanted. Yeah. You're transplanted from the East Coast because you got a new job here and somebody you knew was here.
Right.
Well, let's do this. We have some terms to define. Melissa?
Yeah, we wanted to check with you, Rob.
Andrew?
Rabbi Leon, we have an audio clip that can help us define the terms surrounding today's topic, and it is by Bill Radcliffe and was recorded at the San Elizario Historic Conference in 2010 and was produced by Connie Vasquez. Here is Bill Radcliffe explaining some of the terminology of crypto-Jews.
There probably really aren't any or many crypto-Jews left in the world. Crypto means secret or something that's kept private. A better term for this, and there are all these other terms that we have in our history here of converso, which is somebody who was Jewish or Islamic in Spain, as the Edict of Inquisition was given, and actually Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492, if I remember my grade school stuff, on the very day that the Edict of Inquisition went into being, where you had to either, if you were a Jew or a Muslim, you had to either have converted to Catholicism or be killed, or you had to already have been out of the Iberian Peninsula, or mostly Spain, not Portugal yet, that came later. So on that very day, by some mysterious coincidence, Columbus leaves. And there's a whole story there that historians can conjecture about. Why did they leave? Who were the merchants? The merchants were Jews. The people with the money and the trade were Jews. The people that knew how to do this were Jews and Muslims. They weren't the new kingdom of Spain that didn't have any money. So there's a real interaction of these developments. But I'm going to go back to this. So we have converso, which is somebody who has converted from their former religion into Catholicism. We have the derogatory term marrano, or pig, for pig Jews, because they were saying these people are lesser than the other population. We have a term, new Christian, which you'll find many of your conquistadors. My dad used to call them head choppers. He had a little bias in the field. Being called new Christians rather than old Christians because they were people whose families were not traditionally Christian or Catholic, but had converted from something else. So The other term that is used, and I'm going to give you probably what's the most proper use of the term of the people that are descended from the once Jews in Spain who became conversos, or new Christians, and who maybe came to the New World or other places and hid their identity. And this term is called Anusim. And the Anusim, people will tell you the common meaning of Anusim is those who were forced to bow the knee or bend the knee, meaning they had to kneel and become Catholic. The true Hebraic form of the word Anusim really means those who were raped. And what they were raped of was their heritage. They were forced, under forced conversion, to be this or die or have to flee. So many Jews fled the Iberian Peninsula and Spain. Some other terms that you hear are Sephardi or Sephardic Jews. Sephardic Jews initially were Jews that migrated from the Iberian Peninsula, which I'm going to talk about in a second, about the Iberian Peninsula itself. But Sephardic Jew today means more than that. You might be Jews from Turkey, they might be from Greece, they might be from different places. So, but they're initially those that came from Iberia, probably migrated to these other areas. So we have a whole branch of Judaism today called Sephardic Judaism that still exists. The Jews of Spain and Portugal had their own language, just as you hear European Jews have a language that's a mixture of Hebrew and mostly German and some other Eastern European dialects that you recognize as Yiddish. The Spanish Jews and Portuguese Jews had a language called Ladino. The New Mexico State historian Stan Hortus has done a lot of investigation on the slang words of the Spanish speakers in northern New Mexico, and there's just a myriad of Ladino words, and more about that later. Well, how did this Ladino, this Iberian language of 600, 700, 800 years ago, get to northern New Mexico? Well, it came through here. So the proper term for what some of you are, knowing that you have a Jewish ancestry, that doesn't make you a Jew technically, but it makes you a descendant of people that were once Jewish, is B'nai Anusim. So rather than saying crypto-Jews, because a crypto-Jew would be somebody that's practicing Judaism in secret and practicing some other religion on the outside. If we do have crypto-Jews today, they're probably in Muslim countries. So I don't think you have them in Christian countries or many other places. So somebody that's practicing one religion on the outside, practicing something else on the inside, in the privacy of their home or in secret or in small groups, because of fear of persecution. But B'nai Anusim, the word B'nai, Ben is son, B'nai is sons or children of the Anusim. So the children of those who were forced to convert, to bend the knee. So it doesn't make them Jewish, it doesn't make them not Jewish, it doesn't make them, they are who they are. And in Judaism, we don't have an evangelical bent toward converting the world, as Rabbi Leon often says. Our job is not to make the world Jewish. Our job is to make, as Jews, is to make the world better.
And that's Bill Ratcliffe, and we recorded that 10 years ago at a conference in San Elizario, produced by Connie Vasquez. Thanks for her help. And that was an interesting look for a lot of people, the first look on what this topic is about. We've got Rabbi Stephen Leon here, and we got about 2 minutes left in this segment, Rabbi. The whole idea of this coming about, as you, when you came from New Jersey, you were not aware of this, were you, in the Southwest?
No, I wasn't until I actually experienced it. And to this day, many of my colleagues who are from places other than the Southwest are unfamiliar with the reality of this situation.
But also, Rabbi, do people within the congregations, I understand there's sometimes some reticence to even recognize these people as being Jewish.
Well, the reality is that our synagogue is the most welcoming synagogue I know.
Not yours specifically,
But there has been some tension because many of these people who return to Judaism become the spiritual inspiration of the congregation. They come to all of the services. They learn to lead services and they become involved. And some of the people in the congregation, most of them are welcoming, but some of them have a little bit of, I would say, resistance toward these new people who all of a sudden are becoming so involved in the synagogue.
That's human nature, yeah. Well, real quick, before we take a break here, what is that documentary? You sent me a link on that. That was a fabulous look at this, and it was in New Mexico, looking at the Jewish heritage of cowboys, and like, okay, some guy didn't know why he was what he was, and he became aware of this whole topic, and one guy, I think, went back to Israel.
Yeah, it was the gentleman that was owned a ranch up in New Mexico, up Cuba, New Mexico.
What is the name of that documentary?
The name of that documentary is A Long Journey, it has been shown on PBS here in El Paso, in New Mexico, and in parts of California.
Interesting. And we'll put a link up that you can probably find that, Melissa, somewhere.
Yeah, it's on YouTube also, so I'm going to find that link and put it up for you.
It's a very interesting look at what we're talking about here, but it shows the people involved and goes through a lot of journeys. We're going to take some more journeys with you because you've been all over Mexico, parts of northern Mexico, and in El Paso, and we've got some pictures that Peter Sforzbein has taken. But bless old Peter for sending us some pictures. And also, the Radcliffes are the people who actually found you for me and put this together, so we thank them as well. In the meantime, we'll take a break here, come back, and talk further. If you have a question, we can take it on Facebook. And we're looking at El Paso History Radio Show. And if we got some people queued up here. I have not been watching the comments.
Yeah, we had one lady here. It's Margie Revales Benton, and she says, Boker, and I apologize, my Yiddish is terrible. My Hebrew is terrible. Boker Tov. And she's been waiting anxiously for this show topic, so I wouldn't let her know out there.
And a whole bunch of more people that are queuing up out there. We'll talk about them in a minute. And they can give us a phone call.
They can at 915-544-5876, 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Treat yourself.
Go shopping.
Have some fun.
I'm going to have some fun.
Splurge on your Valentine.
I'm married. I'm going to give it to my wife.
You choose how to spend the $1,000 stimulus check.
I just won $1,000.
Up to 12 chances to win $1,000 every weekday.
Right now, government workers can violate your constitutional rights and be protected from their actions through a judge-made doctrine called qualified immunity. This means government officials have been shielded from the consequences of bad actions, such as shooting a 10-year-old, holding a 14-year-old in solitary confinement for more than a month, and worse. But this can all change. The New Mexico legislature is considering HB 4, a bill that will help make our criminal justice system more just and accountable. Visit nmjusticereform.com to tell your lawmaker to support HB 4, paid for by Americans for Prosperity, New Mexico.
I'm Rabbi Ben Zeidman from Temple Mount Sinai, and I'm proud to announce the Bright Hearts of El Paso Fund, a powerful partnership between the El Paso Community Foundation, the Faith Community of El Paso, and El Paso Electric. It's an initiative designed to provide donations to El Paso County residents who are behind on their electric bill payments. And to do their part, El Paso Electric will match every dollar donated to the Bright Hearts of El Paso Fund. Learn more and donate at epcf.org/brighthearts.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
What's up, fool? Welcome. Dreamer, can you help me out? I need $10. I'm trying to get to Las Vegas. For $10? I have $20. Let's both go.
Hey, El Paso. Come spend the night under the stars with Felipe Esparza. Saturday, March 6th at El Paso County Coliseum.
Something you love your dog more than your kids.
Pull up to the El Paso County Coliseum, March 6th at 7 p.m. and get ready to laugh your blues away. Chill in your car or boast up in your personal outdoor spot. For more information, call 915-533-9899 or go to universe.com to buy your tickets now.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Lots to talk about today in the history of El Paso. We got a couple of announcements here. You can send us an email anytime during the show or anytime during the week, ephistory690@gmail.com. And we're also the History Radio Show on Facebook, and you can get us there on a weekly promos coming up all the time there. And also, we got a YouTube channel, youtube.com/El Paso History TV. And we got the El Paso Gold TV series on there, about a dozen DVDs I produced over the last two decades about El Paso history. And so if you're just tuning in to try to figure out El Paso history, the documentaries are free. They're online. Take a look at them, and you can run them and see what you think. And you can go back to see what TV was like 20 years ago. It improved quite a bit, and we did what we could to track that. But in the meantime, those are there online to take a look at El Paso History TV on YouTube. Also, we have 20 segments online of our ABC 7 series, actually aired in their newscasts. And this is also with the El Paso History TV channel on YouTube. And this is with Mr. Bernie Sargent talking about stuff all over town. And that's another easy way to look at stuff. They're about three-minute segments, and you can run those and get an idea of what happened here, what happened there. Also, we got some new people looking at us. This one, I'm not sure how to announce this. The middle name is Apache, and there are five X's ahead of his name and five X's behind his name. And if you know who that is, good luck. He's subscribed to us on YouTube. Also, January 30th, Hoodrich Fogey. Okay, also 47 Bamba. You know, use your name. Who are you people?
Yeah, people know. They enjoy putting me on funny names. I'm amazed some of my hero out there.
All those people have now subscribed on that YouTube channel, so there's that. El Paso History TV on YouTube. What do you got?
Well, looking to sell, buy, or rent a home? Then you need to call Patrick Tuttle of Legacy Real Estate Services. Patrick is a top real estate producer and has an excellent portfolio of properties for sale and for rent, even in this time of the pandemic. So give Patrick a call at 915-588-1850 or visit his website, Patrick Tuttle, ElPasoHomesForSale.com. And we were talking about people are watching on Facebook. Oh, my gosh. It's been a great thing. I think we're just spreading history everywhere we go. Western Readers and Writers Roundup is part of our group now, and Jim J. Dukes is listening to us. Author J.R. Lindemuth, who has quite a series of Western books. We've got Texas College and University History, Forgotten and New in New Mexico, Pictures of Historic El Paso, Texas and Environs, El Paso, Texas History in Pictures, El Paso and the Surrounding Area Way Back When. And these are all Facebook pages that are doing history. And
they go worldwide.
Yeah, they do, like all of us. We have Timoteo Saldana Honesto and Hector R. Hernandez Jr., Magdalena Gonzalez Valdez, many other people. It's just great the people that are tuning in. Austin alumni are on here.
Oh, yeah, there. Yeah. We got the Austin alumni, don't quit.
And they're helping us spread the word, so we like to friend with them also.
Rabbi Leon, we got about 2 minutes left, but we're going to take another break. This is a very short segment. We had a question come in on my phone, on my Facebook, in my ears. The term Ashkenazi Jew.
Ashkenazi,
yes.
Yeah, and it refers to Germany, apparently. And were they hidden, or are they just part of the wave, or who are they?
The Ashkenazi, there are two main ethnic groups in the Jewish religion today. Bill talked about the Sephardic Jews. Those are those who come from Spanish-speaking countries, mostly, and from North Africa. And the Ashkenazi Jews are those who come from Eastern European countries. And most of the victims of the Holocaust, for example, which took place, obviously, in Eastern Europe, most of those were Ashkenazi Jews. However, some Sephardic Jews also lost their lives during the Holocaust. One of the things I just wanted to say about the Sephardic Jewish community, and something that I disagree with what my good friend Bill Radcliffe said, is that the crypto-Jewish population is actually growing. And according to DNA and according to research that's been done, There are approximately in the world today between, while there's only 14 million Jews in the world today, there are approximately between 100 and 200 million Hispanic people practicing another religion who have Jewish roots and don't even know about it.
A bunch of them in El Paso and New Mexico.
Correct.
Oh, my. And you're looking, by the way, are you going to have another one of those seminars where you invite them to show up and talk? Because you'll probably fill up your synagogue quickly.
Well, of course, because of COVID, most of the work that we're doing is on Zoom.
Okay.
And I do Zoom classes. And I was visiting, actually, a group of people in Juarez up until the COVID. And there were about 50 people, and there's some of those pictures on your Facebook of Andrew. Me being in Juarez. And they were about to return to Judaism, and then COVID happened. So I now have Zoom classes with them as well.
It's not a synagogue, but it's a group. It's the Beit Hafa. Let me see. I'm saying it wrong. Beit Hafa, correct?
I don't know what
spell
you're
spell it.
It's a Beit Hafah.
Apparently not.
That is not a group that I'm.
Oh,
that
really?
I know that I'm working with. There's a group that we meet in a coffee house.
Oh, okay.
In Juarez, there's no synagogue there. I'm not sure what you're referring
to. Honestly. I just caught you off guard. Sorry about that.
I think we have a picture that Peter took, and that may be up on the Facebook page as of now. Well, we got about less than a minute. We got to take a break now. Rabbi Leon is here. Second hour, we got Martha Vera coming in to talk about the Spanish end of this whole thing. And the rabbi here is in El Paso, and he showed up and got a job, and within minutes and days, apparently, all of a sudden people started coming after him like, hey, I think I'm Jewish, but I don't know it, that kind of thing. And you ended up in a new industry almost, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. This was something I never expected to do, and we started an Anusim Center for people who want to learn about this and want to do their return.
Interesting. We'll talk more about that right here in the El Paso History Radio Show. And we'll be back in a minute. Call us if you need to. And also on Facebook, we're taking a look at this on El Paso History Radio Show, a live shot that we got up there. Oh, by the way, you got to point to the camera.
Yes, it's over there.
Smile.
Hi.
And then look at the back of my head. But anyway.
my hair sticking
up. Also want to thank Andrew J. Polk. He's the guy Monday through Friday on Talk El Paso, the host. He streams live right out of this chair on this microphone. But today we've got him working for us, and he's putting us out there and doing a great job. And also, that Monday through Friday is Talk El Paso. Take a listen to that. It's the only talk show in El Paso that takes on the politics. Very unusual thing. And the number again would be
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
My name is Rita Kay.
I am Ellen Grodzki.
This is Call Your Grandmother. What's the matter with you, Ellen?
It is a podcast about the relationship between grandmothers and grandchildren. As my mother would have said, Taka, who wouldn't have wanted a Jewish grandmother?
Sometimes she accidentally live streams. And we're like, who's going to tell her?
I'm just hearing about this now.
Listen to Call Your Grandmother on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One-on-One with Susan Eisen.
Buying a diamond from a certified gemologist appraiser is all the advice you need to ensure you are making the right choice.
When it comes to an expert to guide you, visit SusanEisen.com. One-on-One with Susan Eisen.
Do you have jewelry left over from a previous relationship? Now is the time to let us make you the best offer we can using our worldwide research.
When it comes to getting the most for your gold, visit SusanEisen.com.
When it comes to your business, there's a lot of things you know and a few things you want to learn more about fast. If you're looking for an easy and affordable way to get smarter about what your customers are thinking, you need to check out Research Raccoon. Just tell the Research Raccoons whatever your business question is. Maybe it's about a new menu item for a restaurant. Maybe it's finding out what your audience really thinks about your business name. Maybe you don't even know what questions you're supposed to be asking. Let the Research Raccoons know what's on your mind, and they'll poll potential U.S.-based customers that day. giving you clean data you can use to make smarter business decisions for less than you'd think. No matter the size of your business, Research Raccoon gives you the tools to learn at an affordable price. So discover what your business should be doing and move with confidence with Research Raccoon. Visit ResearchRaccoon.com to learn more and discover which plan is best for you. ResearchRaccoon.com. Fast results with big data.
Celebrate the big game this weekend with a free grill and a TV from Charlie Clark Automotive Group. You heard right. This Friday and Saturday only, every new and used car purchase will also come with a 50-inch TV or grill at no additional cost to you. You pick. Just in time for the big game this Sunday. Plus, score big with oil changes for life, car washes for life, and warranty forever on every new Nissan and Infiniti too. All in one place at Charlie Clark on the West Side.
Oh, dale.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with, and it's risky to be indoors with them too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Guys, you know that new Untuckit shirt you've been eyeing? Well, now's your chance to save big on all your favorites with the warehouse sale happening now through Sunday only at untuckit.com/radio. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked, so they're the perfect way to feel comfortable and look sharp. So don't miss your chance to get our very best prices in this limited time event, the warehouse sale, through Sunday at untuckit.com/radio. That's untuckit.com/radio. Untuck it. Shirts designed to be worn, untucked.
2021 is the year of you, and iHeartRadio is giving you your very own station. Favorites Radio plays nothing but the songs you've thumbed up and listened to the most, all on one personalized station exclusively for you. The more you thumb, the more personal My Favorites gets. You can even share your station with your favorite people. My Favorites Radio, only on iHeartRadio. Number one for music, radio, and podcasting, all in one app.
iHeartRadio.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We're still talking history, and we're talking Jewish history of Mexicans and Mexican Americans. And a lot of y'all don't even know you have that. And we'll find out more about that. A couple of announcements here real quick. Celebration of Our Mountains 2021 has begun the program. Got February going on the 13th. Return to the Bamboo Bomber for hikers and history buffs. February 20th, hike to the Ruby Hainer Mine. Don't know where that is, but you can ask Jim. Anyway, February 25, hike Scenic Red Road. El Paso history buff, geologists, and walkers. It's a rescheduling of an earlier event. February 27th, Tales at the Trails for Dogs with Their Humans. The humans have to be on leashes, and they will be socially trained, and that's at 10 a.m. Get a hold of Jim about all this, and that's at the Playa Drain Trail. Jim Talbert, CEO of Celebration of Our Mountains, diegotalbert@gmail.com. Ring up his phone and freak him out, 525-7364. Celebration of Our Mountains, that's a good thing to do. Now, you had some thoughts there?
Yes, the Mission Del Rey on Lee Trevino has a new selection of silver and turquoise jewelry featuring red coral and opal, just in time for Valentine's Day. In addition, they have a new assortment of horsehair pottery jewelry boxes in heart shapes. Each is unique and make a wonderful gift also. Mission Del Rey is now open for in-store shopping, and they have a special radio show discount now through February 15th. You'll get 20% off store-wide if you tell them that you've listened to the show, and that's for all in-store purchases. Now, Mission Del Rey Southwest is open, like I said, Monday through Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and they are located in the Quadrant Business Center at 1421 Lee Trevino Drive, El Paso, And they still have their $20 weekly special for our listeners. And that is available for online purchases for both local people and out of the area. And you can just visit missiondelray.com. And for the first five listeners each week who use the coupon code HISTORY at checkout, you will receive a $20 coupon applied to your purchase. And yes, you must have a minimum purchase of $20 to qualify. Or if you want, give them a call at 915-440-2140.
We had a question, Melissa, come in from Tucson. We got a listener in Tucson. They had the, that was Lisa and neighbors. And did you have that one about the DNA?
Well, she wanted to know about the DNA. If you can trace your Jewish roots through DNA.
Rabbi, what do you think of that one?
Yes, absolutely. And there is actually there are several DNA companies, but there's one in particular in Houston called Family Tree DNA. Bennett Greenspan is the president, and he specializes in the identification of the various ways that the genetic differences between people, especially Jews from various areas, can be determined. And when I gave that statistic before, between 100 and 200 million people having Jewish roots, one of the ways of determining that is through their DNA.
Of course. Okay. Yes. And you know, another question from about where is the center?
Oh, hold on.
The Anusim.
I was not ready for this. Hold on. Okay. Rabbi, do you know of a photographer, a French photographer by the name of Frederick Brenner? He was a photographer. He came here and he photographed the diaspora for many decades and has done some interesting work. Brenner was here and did some photos. In one of his books, he's got a photos of a family of Dave's Pawn Shop. Are you familiar with that photographer?
No, but I'm familiar with the term diaspora.
Diaspora, thank you.
This could have been before my time, or it could have been, diaspora is a word that means outside of the outside of Israel or outside of the Jewish community.
Oh, okay.
I never met this gentleman. So Peter Schwarzbein has done really most of the photography for our conferences and meetings.
And a lot of his photography, we have it ready to go up here when we talk about it. But he put a bunch of stuff into that documentary, apparently, that you talked about. Also,
right.
Marjorie Rivellis Benton, where is the Anusim Center? Where is it?
So the Anusim Center, unfortunately, now is on hold because of COVID.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We have not actually reopened it as of yet. And so all of the information is on our website or through contacting me directly. I am both the founder and the director. Bill Radcliffe and his wife are on the board of the Anusim Center, and we have several members of our community on the Anusim board.
What's that website?
It's www.anusimcenter.org.
Anusim?
Yes.
Center.org. Okay, that should be easy enough for people to find you. But five more minutes in this segment here, but we also, Melissa, you got a questions here? I mean, I think it was about we ran down the thing here.
One question I wanted to go back to was the Mexican Inquisition. We always hear of the Spanish Inquisition, but I didn't realize, that there was an actual Spanish Inquisition that went through till 1571, I believe.
Mexico, you're talking.
Yeah, Mexico.
Well, the truth of the matter is that there, besides the Mexican Inquisition and the Spanish Inquisition and the expulsion of the Jews from Portugal, unfortunately, the Inquisition continued, for example, in Italy until the 19th century. There's a story of a family whose baby was baptized by a non-Jewish nanny, and the Catholic Church came and took this baby and said, now this baby is Catholic. Oops. That happened in the 1800s in Bologna, Italy.
Wow.
And there is a book about it called the Kidnap. It was a kidnapping, actually, of Eduardo Mortaro by David Kurtzer. Which I understand one day Steven Spielberg is going to be making that into a film.
Oh, wow.
Interesting
That'll
stuff.
Be fascinating.
All right, what else do you want to talk about here? This is you're the guy who's the expert on the subject because you had to become one, apparently.
Yeah.
And so where do we go from here? What happens now? You'll be, are you going to have any more meetings when you can?
Yes, and as I said, the Zoom meetings continue. I will be also having a weekly and by the way, those meetings are bilingual. I do not speak Spanish fluently. I only have high school Spanish, but I do have two people who are both Banana Sim who come with me to Juarez and who help me with the Zoom programming. But if you have a minute, I would like to tell you one other very interesting story.
Please. Yeah.
Which brings us to light. A few years ago, my secretary was telling me that there were three people that urgently needed to see me. So I invited them into my office. And one of them was an elderly woman in her, I would say, late 80s with her daughter and son-in-law. And they lived in L.A., and they had been to San Antonio to visit, to go to the graduation of that woman's grandson and her daughter's son. And on the way back, the old woman said to her daughter, "You must stop and find a Jewish person immediately." Now, these are Catholic people. She couldn't understand why. And the grandmother insisted. So they came into my office. She said, "Okay, here. Tell us your story." And she says to me, when she was a little girl, her grandfather used to take her in a little room every single day except Saturday. And he would put an object on his head and on his arm. And he would say prayers in a language which he told her was Hebrew. And when he died, even though he was Catholic, he insisted when no one was looking, she would take one of these items and bury it with him. He also made her a promise to promise him that the second item she would bury with her. She told me that since this happened 30 years ago, she couldn't sleep for 30 years. And last night in San Antonio, she had a dream that her grandfather came to her and said, "I know that you have been wrestling with this because you are a religious Catholic. You have nothing to do with Judaism in your life. If you will find a religious man of the Jewish faith and give him this item, and he promises that he'll bury it with him, I will relieve you of that promise." With that, she opened her pocketbook, and she had this object. It's called tefillin. Jewish men put it on their arm and on their head when they pray on a weekday. She said to me, and she took my hands and started crying hysterically. She said, "Rabino, will you promise to bury this item with you?"
Wow.
I started crying, and I told her I would. I mean, that is just an incredible story. The daughter never knew about this, and never knew for 30 years her mother was holding this in her pocketbook.
Amazing. The passion, the emotion, it's an interesting world you live in. Rabbi Stephen Leon, we're going to take a break here. By the way, second hour, for people need to know, and everybody needs to know, Martha Vera will be here and talk about the Spanish end of this. Because when we're talking about all these Jewish people that showed up in America, boom, you're Catholic or you're dead. And she'll talk about that part, how they got out of Spain. Whew, that's second hour here. All right, Rabbi Leon, stick around. We got one more segment. Taking a break here. Call us if you need. And I don't mind if you don't call. That's fine. But we do have the Facebook page cranked up. And we're hearing from people from Colorado, all over the place.
Yeah, Hector, Texas.
Yeah.
Hector.
Okay, well, more to that. But the phone number, if you wish.
915-544-5876. 915-544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call certified property manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
There's a reason why people come into our showrooms. It starts with a smile and a warm welcome and grows into something more, a connection. The Viva Auto Group is about more than just selling cars. It's about people helping people. We're a lifestyle, brands you've trusted for more than 30 years. We don't just get you behind the wheel. You become a part of our journey. We are El Paso Strong. Live the Viva experience and be a part of the lifestyle.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gain, but never stock market losses? Join Lawrence Castillo for the Safe Money Income Radio Show on Saturday at 9 a.m. on News Radio 690 KTSM.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2021. Call 1-800-716-9085 for a free no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-716-9085. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. That's 1-800-716-9085.
Beachcombing, baking cookies, learning French. All things you'd rather be doing than thinking about the cost of your Medicare prescriptions. That's why Walgreens offers Medicare copays as low as $0. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
iHeartRadio, with the latest info about slowing the spread in 2021.
While we wait for our turn to get vaccinated, health experts are recommending some mask upgrades.
Wearing two masks helps improve the filtration ability of the mask in both directions.
White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci agrees that double masking makes sense and says President Biden's 100-day vaccination plan is a reasonable goal.
Everything you need to know at cdc.gov/coronavirus.
News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Last segment here, a quick note here. The McGoffin Home is open for appointment only, and they let you wander through by yourself, I think. Ask them, because they've got also their stuff on Facebook with their classes and things going on. Get a hold of Gloria Garza down there, visitor relations representative, McGoffin Home. State Historic Site, 1120 McGoffin Avenue. And give them a holler down there, 533-5147. And you're going to go to the Poppies.
Yes.
Which aren't here.
Well, you spoil my... I'm not even going to talk now.
The headline
Here's a Poppy report from Jeff Romney and Jackson Polk at the Archaeology Museum. Poppy plants usually start sprouting between January 10th and February 10th in years past. As of February 2nd, no poppies have been sprouting. In fact, not a single weed or grass has sprouted. He's not been to my yard. I have never seen it so dry out here. No green at all anywhere. And he said that he has no idea what to expect. All he can say is that this is unusual not to see anything at all by now. I doubt we'll have anything even close to last year's bloom, but time will tell. And he'll keep us updated. That's Jeff Romney, the director of the Archaeology Museum.
He'd like to have some poppies, but he can't have visitors, so what the heck, you can drive by and look out.
We can go out and look at the poppies.
Well, we did last year. It was closed, and we just
walk around
the fence or not.
Keystone, they pop up at Keystone, so watch for them out there.
All right, Rabbi Stephen Leon, our last segment here. We've got a couple of questions come in, and we've got maybe, 5 minutes, Andrew, give or take? And so here's a question came in, L-E-Y-V-A, the name Leva. Are there Jewish roots in that name?
Say it again?
L-E-Y-V-A.
Well, you know, when it comes to the names, there are a number of traditional things that you can see in the name. That particular name does have a Hebrew root.
Okay.
We actually have on file and documented all of the names of the Jews that were expelled from Spain. We actually have their names.
Wow. And where
their last name.
And where is this list?
Actually, when I came to El Paso, I found it in the library.
Oh.
That was dumbfounded. It's a tremendous book of names. It's in a number of archives. But in El Paso, I actually found it in the library.
I think Martha, next hour, Martha Vera, will have a lot to say about that. I think she's got that figured out, too. I'll say, another caller off-air said, the Holocaust Museum mentions other persecutions. There's a whole list down there on a wall of where Jewish persecutions have occurred. Well, this is a conversion requirement. I guess that persecution list, this is on it, I guess. I don't know. But that's a good place to go for information, though, isn't it?
Yeah, the Holocaust Museum is an excellent place to visit. It does not specialize in this particular area of persecution. And, of course, you know, the biggest difference in the two is that in the Inquisition, if one converted to Christianity and then one was able to survive the inquisitor's questions and to ensure them that their conversion was sincere, their lives could be saved. During the Holocaust, if you had any Jewish roots at all, if anyone that had 1/4 Jewish blood in them, they were victims of the Holocaust. You could not, if you were Jewish, that was it.
Yeah, you're done for.
In the Inquisition, yeah. You could convert.
Rabbi, I wanted to ask you, using the term Sephardic, what does that mean exactly? Can you give a definition on that?
We have one minute left. 1 minute.
Actually, the word literally means Spain or Spanish in Hebrew. And actually, there's a verse in the Bible from the prophet Obadiah. And he says, so this goes back to biblical times, way before the country of Spain. And he said, the day will come when the Sephardim will leave the Negev, which is the southern part of Israel, and they will replenish the earth. And whenever I bring a group of people with that heritage to Israel, and I brought several, we go to the Negev, and from there we go directly to Jerusalem as if we are fulfilling the prophecy of Obadiah.
That's
amazing.
Neat. Rabbi, thank you for joining us.
Yes,
Rabbi Stephan Leon,
thank
you very much. Peter Svorsbein had some pictures that we used a couple of. We're gone for this hour. Next hour, we got Martha Leva. Rabbi, thanks again. Put your website real quick out there.
Yep.
Rabbi?
Give them my email would be the best thing.
Okay, what is that?
That's Rabbi Sal, RABBISAL, @AOL.com.
Got it.
We're
and
gone.
I will answer them.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
@AOL.com.
Thanks a lot. See you again. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.